Blog Talk Radio.
Annual All Hallows Eve show. Welcome. Do you remember how thin and tall Ichabod Crane was? And he was riding home on Halloween night through the dark, dark forest. The 14th year in a row, all Hallows Eve, Halloween show, again, remembering the night when I was just a little snapper, and there was a Legend of Sleepy Hollow on TV with Jeff Goldblum, my favorite version, the best Halloween show you can watch on Halloween night, and nothing was going to stop me. It was dark, it was cold, it was rainy, it was wet, and all the leaves were wet, and nothing stopped me from going trick-or-treating. It was dark, it was rainy, and I had a fever of 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Not like Ichabod Crane. He was up here in upstate New York tonight, Smith X, and he was riding his steed. I don't know why. We haven't figured that out in 14 years, but he was. He was riding his faithful steed through the dark, black forest. I was in the forest the other day. You can't see a thing. And it's so still. This is for my brother. He used to play this album for us every Halloween when I was 8 years old. And there were tales of a headless horseman. But Ichabod Crane, he stayed on his steed. Smashed some pumpkins on his way because he was going through the forest alone. Clop, clop. Went the horse's hooves. Clop, clop. Clop, clop. Suddenly, he heard a noise behind him. It was stealthy. It wasn't that loud. But it was the headless horseman. He was thinking that in his mind. What's behind me? What's behind me? Could it be the headless horseman? Listening to Night Owls Radio, where every day is Halloween. Oh, Hallows Eve. You want to call in? Call into the show now at 657-383-1357. 657-383-1357. As Ichabod trod. It rhymes. Ichabod trod. This is the story of the legend of Sleepy Hollow. By Washington Irving, not by Miss X, and not by Ichabod Crane, but I turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east, broadcasting all four directions all over this planet to tell you the continuing saga of Ichabod Crane's strange, strange story. So he's on his way. We're still going through the woods now. It's a forest, isn't it, black, on that path with the works on it. Old-fashioned path, and up ahead, he still hears a coo-coo. He doesn't hear a squeaking door like this. as we broadcast live from the old Whitney Shack. He is the Homeless Horseman! Of course, the tail was already in his head. He'd been thinking about it for days.
He shows you his affection by purring and rubbing his sleek fur against your leg.
Ichabod began to sweat a little. He was getting scared, but he tried to ignore the sound behind him. On the dark, dark road behind in the forest, he heard the strange noise. It was a weird laughter like that. So he started to pick up the pace a little bit, horse. Pick up the pace. Hold back a little bit on the reins of the mighty steed. As the horse got scared and started running. Running, I said. He couldn't hear me because I shouted. He was running. The horse was running off. Ichabod, who was very tall and very thin, like a reed. He looked like a reed. And he had that weird hat on the top of his head because the story takes place around the late 1700s, doesn't it? Anyway, that's the way he was dressed. And he was the school teacher of the New York town, Sleepy Hollow. And your host, you're listening to right now, Miss X, told you that I was on Sleepy Hollow Road and going up to Sleepy Hollow Cemetery, which exists in America, in the United States of America, in upstate New York. Fast winter steed. Oh, it's going faster. Those beautiful, beautiful orange fall red leaves. Ichabod heard the horse behind him. He heard the steed, the horse, the stinging steed of the headless horse. At the landing of a UFO in the legend of Sleepy Hollow?
No. Possible.
And on he rode, hanging over the wooden boards of that bridge out there in that dark, dark forest. Was the noise probably made by the headless horseman. Faster and faster and faster, Ichabod rolled. Faster and faster he ran. The scariest part when he happened to look behind and see those coattails flying, black, dark, long cape of the headless horseman with that cape flying. Was it lightning that night? He dared to look behind. And as he looked behind and saw, the headless horseman had no head. But not only that, oh, his mind just couldn't fathom it. Just like we can't when we see paranormal things. Minds can't fathom what Ichabod Crane saw that Hallow's Eve night. For the headless horseman had his head tucked under his arm. He was carrying a large pumpkin, a jack-o'-lantern. Yes, a pumpkin in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern cut out under his arm. Instead of a head, he was carrying the pumpkin under his arm. And before the trick-or-treaters come, I think Ichabod and I ate all the candy. Important in that town, kind of idle, gentlemanly-like, and he had a rival for his love, But his rival wasn't the headless horseman, but yet it was the headless horseman that was chasing him that night. And then, all of a sudden, as he fell, yes, Ichabod and the horse both fell. And the entire pumpkin was shattered. And the next day, they found was a shattered pumpkin. No headless horseman, for he had already veered up on his mighty steed, all dressed in black with a long black cape and a black horse and no head that you couldn't see because it was so dark and he was dressed all in black. You could barely see that he had no head. Story of the headless horseman, that legend behind the infamous carrying a pumpkin head and riding a black horse, just like Ichabod Crane knew. The schoolmaster Ichabod knew. And all the women in the town for years to come would talk about what happened to Ichabod Crane. And they would wonder what happened that Halloween night when all they found the next morning was the remnant of a shattered pumpkin. Was that the same jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, if you will, that the headless horseman carried under his arm as he rode? And again, the chilling, thrilling sounds from the Disney album in the 1960s. My brother used to play this when I was little. My brother loved Halloween. This is for my only brother, who I lost on September 26, 2021, the same day I lost my mother. Remember to have a great Halloween. And remember the purpose of this holiday. It's for All Hallows Eve. For All Saints Day is November 1st. Tomorrow. That's right. Seems to be today. And the pretext was going out at night dressed up to ward off all the evil in the world. For All Saints Day is the day you ought to concentrate on. November 1st. Not October 31st. I was born exactly 3 weeks before Halloween on October 10th, 10-10. Art Bell sitting there with his cat tonight, the black cat, and the candy next to it. Oh, yes, you got the candy right here. Night Owls Radio. This is your ghost host waiting for you to call in with all your ghosty stories right now at 657-383-1357. Are you ready with a scary story? Something that's really happened to you
that you consider to be
paranormal? A pair of them?
Paranormal.
Do you need to call in?
Right now. Call in to the show.
Call into the show. This is your ghost host, Night of the Ghost Out. 657-383-1357. Thanks for listening to the Hallows Eve traditional yearly show here on Night Owls Radio. I'm the queen of Halloween.
The queen of Halloween.
White trash into a room, Carl's Creek. They were in the same
place.
The why the homeless brother said, y'all meet me in the room.
No, no, meet me in the room.
Meet me to the alligators. They found a man out of the back with shoveling his hands.
And he came out there with a shovel in his hand. And I had my necklace on Skull and Bones, and I'm wearing it now in England. Happy
Halloween!
Can you just imagine Art Bell now with his black cat? Sitting on the table next to the Halloween candy, like I have right here. Here's my Halloween candy. See, but you can't see it. Oh, it's heavy. Just picked it up. Ooh, heavy for radio. Thank you all for listening all these years and making this show one of the top paranormal radio shows since 2008 on Blog Talk Radio. Hallows Eve, that I spend every Halloween night with you. This is your ghost host, Miss X. One of these things in this world you just can't explain. Get off this dimension. We are here right before it gets dark. My favorite one, trick or treat. They're ignoring us in there. I hate that when they pretend nobody's at home. Hey, help! Hey! Trick or treat? Trick! Trick.
Everybody's
is share the candy. Yay, get your little jack-o'-lantern thing to carry along. Life is Halloween, a song by Miss X. Life is Halloween, everybody scream. Motion noise of that chair across the floor.
Do me a favor.
Do me a favor, huh? And think about old Ichabod every time you are in the dark black woods, like I was this past Saturday night. Still and quiet.
Chinese were a very clever race. They were most expert in devising simple and yet effective methods of torture. One of their most famous is the water method. Whenever they had a prisoner with information who would not speak, they would tie him.
What about that story of the woman that never took that ribbon off from around her neck? Husband always wondered, why are you wearing that ribbon around your neck? It was a black ribbon at that. Velvety went with all of her outfits, and her costumes for Halloween, too. He just couldn't stand it anymore. One day, one night, actually, he'd had enough. So he went up to her and said, take that ribbon from around your neck. And she refused to. So he pulled at it, and he pulled at the ribbon, and he pulled at the ribbon. And her head came off. The one with the coffin is upstairs, and the coffin keeps standing on end in the attic, and it keeps moving around real fast, almost as if it's dancing, moving around, blah, 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 a coffin on end. And all the guy had to do was he took a cough drop, and the coffin stopped.
From the early...
Life is Halloween. Everybody screams. Thanks for joining us for Halloween night, All Hallows Eve in the year 2022. 2-2-2. That's Miss X. Thank you.